The lights rise dimly on an overcrowded apartment. An elderly woman sits by the window singing hymns to herself in the wee hours of the morning. This is our first glimpse of Carrie Watts, the heroine of the trip to Bountiful, who will captivate the audience as we follow her journey for the next 2 hours. The play is a revival of Horton Foote's 1953 teleplay. This production premiered on Broadway last year. It starred Vanessa Williams and Cecily Tyson, who won a Tony Award for portraying Carrie Watts. Blair Underwood joins them in this L.A. production as Tyson's son, Letty. The plot follows Mrs. Watts on her life-affirming trip to Bountiful, Texas. She wants to visit her hometown and the house she grew up in before she dies, but her son and his wife refuse to take her. Still determined, Mrs. Watts sets off on a bus by herself and tries to get there. The play, set in 1953, is a much-welcomed blast from the past. I felt transported back in time as the set seemed to shiver and ooze the dust, sweat, and minutia of the lives of their inhabitants. Mrs. Watts spends the night on a hard wooden bench in a bus depot, and the dirty walls and chalkboard schedule behind her echo the loneliness etched on her careworn face. The sets are real spaces that reflect and extend from the characters. You can understand her deep connection to her girlhood home because it's a vividly real and beautiful place, a part of her rather than just a backdrop. Cecily Tyson, as Mrs. Watts, is the heart and soul of the production and carries it from start to finish. Watching her is like being taken to church. When she bursts out joyously into the hymns she loves in Act Two, much of the audience began clapping and singing along, unprompted by the performers. Tyson brings so much life to the character that you begin to ache to see Bountiful almost as much as she does. Director Michael Wilson spoke to the play's themes, saying, "If we don't honor the past, the places, the people, the communities from where we've come, we are in danger of losing the very essence of ourselves." In a world where we are increasingly detached from our past, and even our present, caught up in our phones more than the people across from us, it's crucial to remember this need to connect with where we've come from. Bountiful reminds us that the need to return home is an integral part of understanding and making peace with our true selves. Only once you've done that can you move forward into a new life. The play runs at the Amundsen Theater through November 2nd. Maureen Lee Linker, Annenberg Radio News.